verse, Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42. Just read. This is from the ESV. It says, "Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching." This is a bit that I underlined this week. But Martha was distracted. But Martha was distracted. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary, or one thing is needed. Mary has chosen the good portion, or that which is better, which will not be taken away from her." Martha wants Jesus at her house, verse 38. She welcomes him into her home. Jesus, the disciples, she's thrown open in her home. She's thinking about cooking a meal. And Jesus is there, but Martha was distracted. Verse 40. Martha wants to be with Jesus. Martha wants Jesus to be in her house, but she's distracted. That word distracted there means to be pulled or drawn away. Rachel was talking about that this morning in the illustration about that pulling away. It means to be drawn away. It's evident that for Martha, there's stuff that is drawing her and pulling her away from being with Jesus. She's distracted. She's got much on her mind. Some of this you would have heard said before, but maybe God just might bring it with some fresh emphasis. But it's not that even that everything that's going on in this scene is necessarily wrong at all. I mean, she wants to cook a nice meal for Jesus. Maybe it's the understanding in her mind, the thing that the Lord would most want is some kind of 5-star meal, when actually what he most wants is just time with her. And so there are genuine things in our life that sometimes can distract us from what Jesus really wants with us, which is time. So whatever meal Martha was cooking and preparing, Jesus affirms the decision that Mary takes, because, and in that affirmation, it's like, this was the better thing to choose, because this is what I want most. I want more than a lovely meal. I want time with you. More than just you serving me and being busy with serving me. I just want that time. That one thing, he says, is necessary or needed. I think sometimes it's easy in life to lose sight of what's really necessary. I think sometimes it's easy to lose sight of what's really needed. And maybe that's what the Lord is just putting his finger on for me with this, that he wants to bring us back to actually just reminding us of what is really necessary in life, because life is real busy. Real busy. And he says in verse 41, "Martha, you're anxious and you're troubled about many things." It wasn't just whatever was going on in the cooking of a meal. It's evidently a lady who's worrying about stuff, and she's troubled by different things. And when you dig into what that means there, it means you're troubled with cares. It means you're troubled in your mind. It actually means to be disquieted. To be disquieted means there's a lack of calm and peace. There's an uneasiness about you that Jesus senses in her, that Jesus sees in her. She's this lady who finds it very hard to settle down and just kind of rest and just kind of focus, because she's got so much on her mind and she's doing so much. I don't know if anyone else is like that in the natural, but here I am. That's definitely me. You know, I came home from the men's day yesterday, and you'll probably boo me for this, but I came home from the men's day yesterday And having been away for 24 hours, and Jacob played football in the morning and clapped his boots out on the step outside the door, the first thing I see is I was like, well, that's got to be swept up. That's the first thought on my mind. I need to sweep that up. And then I open the doors a few pairs. I need to tidy them up. And then all my children are like standing there, and my wife's waiting for a hug. And I'm like, can you pass me the brush, please? And start chucking the shoes away and everything like that. And Claire's like, will you just leave it and come into the house and give us a hug and say hi? You know? That was what was necessary and needed, but I was distracted. It wasn't that at some point that didn't need sweeping away. It's just in my mind at that point, it was like the priority job that I needed to get done. And Martha's there. She's got so much. That's what I mean. She's got so much on her mind. The Amplified version says she was overly occupied and too busy. She was overly occupied. There was things on her mind, and she was busy with so much stuff that she was distracted. I need to get this done. I need to get that done. I need to organize this and sort out that. And I just feel that even yesterday I got in two conversations, and one by text and one in person at the men's day yesterday, with guys who were just talking about how busy their life is right now. I'm sorry I weren't able to make this, or sorry I couldn't come to that, or I'm sorry I couldn't do it. Life's just so busy. I've got so much on the go. And I just think that, without being so dramatic, I just think that people are overscheduled, overwhelmed, exhausted, under pressure and stress. It's a busy life that we lead, you know, and there's so much that needs to get done. And some of that are very genuine things. It's exhausting and it can be stressful. And actually what you find is that in the midst of all that, it ends up drawing you away and pulling you away from that which is really necessary and needed, which is your relationship and time with Jesus. You've got so much to get done, so many places you've got to be, so many things you've got to sort out, that actually somehow it begins to draw you away from what matters the most. And it's like Martha loves Jesus. Martha wants Jesus to come into her house, but it's like somehow Jesus gets lost underneath the pile of what needs to be done and the things that are on her mind. And I just wonder sometimes in my own life and in other people's lives whether it's not that we don't love Jesus. We do, and we want Jesus there, and we want, you know, and we want him in our lives, but somehow he gets lost under the pile of things in our lives that need to get done, the distractions, the things that pull us away, like they did for Martha in this case. You know, I was just reading this week, as I looked at this, there was actually a form of torture in the Middle Ages, all right? This sounds highly unpleasant. There was a form of torture in the Middle Ages where they tied a man's limbs to four horses and let them loose, okay? And do you know what the French called it? Distraction. Death by distraction. That is a picture of what happens in our life when we're overscheduled, under pressure, distracted, when we're too busy, almost too busy for Jesus. We've got too many things we're thinking about, we need to do, too many places we need to be. We end up getting pulled in all sorts of directions. And it kind of pulls us all over the place and away from the one who we really need to be with. And Jesus says, Martha, you've got so much on your mind and you're thinking about so many things that you've got to do, it's pulling you all over the place. You're distracted. In the Greek there, it means to be dragged around, to driven about mentally, overly occupied and too busy. When you're in the presence of Jesus and you're distracted, you miss out on, I believe, so much of what he has for you. I'm getting a little ahead in my notes, but that whole position that you would have, probably some of you would have heard that said before, but that whole position in those culture and those times of to sit yourself down at the feet of someone. In those days, you would sit yourself down, if you was a disciple of a rabbi or a teacher, you would sit yourself at their feet. And in sitting at their feet, you would come and you would listen to that rabbi, and that rabbi would pour into your life, and you were just sitting and just receiving, and he was teaching, you was learning about how to live, and you were just receiving. You were really just soaking up all that that rabbi had for you. And so Mary comes, and she sits herself there, and she's just like, the main priority in my life is just to sit at the feet of the one I love and soak up and just receive and just let him pour into my life everything that he has for me because I love him. And there's this like this single mind, there's this focus about what happens. Martha's kind of in and out, waving the spoon and shouting at Jesus about sort my sister out and have a word, will you? And you know, she's kind of dipping in and out and she's missing all that Jesus is pouring out in that room. All that there was to be received, she's so busy with other stuff, it's like passing her by. She might get a snippet as she dips in and waves a spoon around, you know. Then she goes back out and she's missing from receiving. I feel that sometimes because of the pressures of life, we come into Jesus' presence, there's distraction on our mind and it's like we're dipping in and out and actually we're missing things that he's got for us. And so I said to Claire as I was preparing this on Friday, she was cutting my hair, you know, there's not a lot to cut, but she's a lot quicker than I am when I get the razor out. So she was just doing it quickly before I went off to men's day for me. And Jake is playing football at the moment, and I love watching him play football. And I was heading off to the men's day Saturday, and he's got a football match Saturday morning. And I'm really thinking about the fact that, oh, he's playing football, I'm not going to be there. And everything like it really started to kind of be on my mind, oh, he's not going to have dad there, and stuff like that. And I'm thinking about that, and then, you know, and then I'm thinking about, like, my family, and I'm thinking about what the girl's going to be doing on the day. Is Amy going to go and park run? Is Beth going to go and park run? Is Beth going to, you know, look, like, and all this is going on my mind as I'm heading off. What are they going to do? What's the weather like? You know, and actually, I know this might sound really stupid, but I just kind of sat there and I thought to myself, if I carry this into this day tomorrow, I'm going to miss so much of what Jesus has got for me. Because I'm going to be present, but somehow I'm going to be absent, because my mind is going to be elsewhere and thinking about other things. I'm going to be in Jesus' presence. Jesus is going to be in the house, but my mind is elsewhere. And I'm going to miss what God has. God says, I can't do this. I actually sat there like this with my head on my hand. Like she goes, you're right. I'm just like trying to get this sorted with the Lord right now while you're cutting my hair. I don't want to go and be distracted. And I think sometimes that's how we come into God's presence. So much there. It's like we're present, but we're distracted. You've heard of, this is not my phrase, but they say you've heard of weapons of mass destruction. There are also weapons of mass distraction. I was reading a piece just recently by a Christian counselor. It was saying how distraction destroys relationships. He said this, distraction, he says, makes intimacy impossible because in order for someone to feel intimate with you, be that a spouse, a child, or a good friend, they have to believe, one, that you consider them a priority in your life. Two, that you have plenty of unrushed time available for them. And three, you are giving them your undivided attention. I'll just say that again. One, that you consider them a priority in your life. Two, you have plenty of unrushed time available for them. And three, you are giving them your undivided attention. Busyness and distraction make those three things impossible. So distraction, this counselor says, keeps our most important relationships shallow. And that includes our relationship with God. So I'd like to just ask you this evening, do you consider Jesus a priority in your life? Do you have unrushed time available for him? And are you giving him your undivided attention? As an individual in some of my relationships, I fall short on some of those things. And sometimes, if I'm being very honest, when I come into the presence of God, I fall short on some of those things. I'll say more about that in a moment. But in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6, I haven't got too much scripture other than these two to share with you, but just to remind you, but when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. go into a room and shut the door. Perhaps we're thinking about the emphasis of shutting ourselves in with Jesus, but perhaps it's almost as much about shutting other stuff out. Shutting ourselves in, but shutting other stuff out. Closing the door, drawing away, finding that special time just to be alone with Him. Maybe it's about getting rid of the distractions. What's a distraction for you? Maybe you're not distracted, but there might be things that play on your mind when you come into the presence of God, or there might be other things that happen. Do you know, my mobile phone is a big distraction for me. Because actually, I get past a certain hour in the day and it is always going off. On days off, whatever, there's always emails coming in, texts that are pinging, phone calls, things like that that are ringing. I'm also far too guilty of checking it far too often and pulling it out of my pocket. In fact, get this, the average person, now this is what they're saying now, the average person, and I'm going to be in here, checks their phone every 4.3 minutes of their waking life. They reckon 81,500 times a year you'll check your mobile phone. Now, some of you, that might not be an issue for, but there may be other things that are a distraction for you. I'm just trying to share with you something that's for me. Do you know, if I don't get up early in the morning and have my prayer time with Jesus, because people don't really tend to text me at those hours or ring me, or if I don't put my phone on do not disturb when I do go into God's presence, I get distracted by it because it pings. The minute I hear it ping, my mind's gone. Who's that? Why have they texted me? What do they want? Do I need to reply to it straight away? Oh, what was that email? Is that my delivery of my energy drinks that I've ordered or whatever it might be? Do you know, when my phone goes like that and I wander over, oh, Jesus, I love you, I love you, I love you. Oh, better just reply to that because that's important. Just being honest. Put that down. Walk. Yeah. Sorry, God. You're amazing. You're so good. Ping. Oh, they've replied. You know, go back. Text it back. Sorry about this, Jesus, but that's really important. I love you. I love you. I love you. Ping. Oh, my life. Maybe I'll just ring them. That will speed things up. Just pause this, Jesus. Pop you on hold for a second. Just make the phone call. Play some music. I'm back, Lord. You can't multitask in God's presence. My prayer times are never as good when they're like that. I've actually tried to multitask in God's presence. He says here, one thing is necessary. That focus. So I know now I have to leave it on do not disturb, like where it doesn't ping, it doesn't ring or anything. I need to come to the one thing that is necessary to make Him that focus. I just wonder if we're in days, friends, when God is saying, He's trying to draw us back to a place of simplicity in our relationship with Jesus. Really just wonder if He's trying to draw us back to actually simplifying things. You know, that's what He's really saying, this one thing that's needed. He's trying to draw Martha to a simplicity again, where you're overwhelmed, you're exhausted, you're stressed, there's so much on your mind, you're busy, and He's saying, let's just try and simplify things a little bit here. And Martha's like, well, what about Mary? What's she doing? You know, waving the spoon in Jesus's face. You know, what about her? Have a word with her. And I don't know about you, but I think we're all quite good at doing that, actually. We're all quite good at noticing what we think other people aren't doing. You know, what about them? And yet Jesus like, no, we're talking about you here. And actually, I believe that, if you can run with this, I believe that in His affirmation of the decision that Mary had taken, I believe He was bringing an invitation to Martha. I think He was laying before that in that affirmation, saying, look, this is the thing that really matters. I believe it was an invitation. Martha, do you want to simplify things again? Do you want to actually come back to the place of what's really important? Do you want to actually kind of draw aside from all that other stuff and really just spend the time with me that's necessary? I believe He wanted her to think about what really mattered in her life. I believe tonight that Jesus wants us to really think about what matters in our life, to come back and find a simple place of simplicity in our relationship with Him, to adjust, to refocus, to recalibrate, to reassess what we are doing, to reassess what she was doing in this story. There's an invitation again tomorrow morning as it rolls around to just come along, pull up a chair and sit with Jesus. It wasn't that stuff didn't need doing, because stuff always does need doing in our lives, but actually it's a question of values and priorities. Martha, can you see the one thing that is necessary? Somehow I'm buried underneath everything else that's going on in your life. Can you actually see the one thing that's necessary? Can you actually see you need to reprioritize what really matters in your life? I think it was Martin Luther, wasn't it, who said, I've got so much to get done today, I must get up earlier to pray and spend longer in prayer. Because I think he had that understanding that, and that he didn't want to get distracted by the busyness of everything else. The one thing that was necessary to carry him through his busy and hectic day was his relationship with Jesus, was time with Jesus. Some of you people are in pressured situations, pressured jobs, stressful situations, stressful jobs. Pulling up a chair with Jesus is what's going to keep you going. Sitting and being with him and receiving from him and letting him pour himself into your life. So we've got to take stock of what really matters. Can I just read you a piece by Craig Groeschel? He's the guy who done the Bible app, the well-known Life TV Bible app that we use. And this is his thing. He says this, Mary was living in the then. Can you hear this? Okay. Mary was living in the then. Martha was living in the when. I can guarantee you what was going on because this is my mindset, he says. When I get everything in order, when I make all the preparations, when everything is just right, then I'll get to enjoy Jesus. And Jesus said to her, Martha, you're upset and worried about many things. Mary has chosen what is better. It will not be taken away from her. How does this play out in our everyday life? When the kids get older, then we'll spend time together. When we get our career established, then we'll get married. When we get financially where we want to be, then we'll spend time with our kids. When we get this paid off, then we'll start to tithe. When we get a nice enough house, then we'll go to life group. Then we'll host a life group. When we get settled down in life, then we'll start serving in church. And the then never comes. The performance mentality always says this, there's another giant to kill, a mountain to climb, a task to complete, always another goal just around the corner. I visited a guy on his deathbed, a guy that most Americans would admire, success in every way, the world would say. And he said something to me through his tears that I will never forget as long as I live. He said, Craig, the things that I thought were most important. Now I knew what he was talking about, the career, the job, the house, the image, the car, the boat, the retirement. He said this, the things that I thought were most important stole from me the things that were most important. The then. He says, in my life, this is him speaking now, it's hit me financially. Now we're blessed. But no doubt about it, for years I'd say, Amy, when we are debt-free, then we'll breathe. When we hit our giving goals, then we'll start doing this. When we have this much saved, and she said to me one day, do you know what? The then never comes. When we have reached this level in our career, then we'll spend time with the kids. Your kids are growing up so fast, he says, and one day they'll be gone before you know it. Oh, when we get the perfect house, then we'll be happy, as if God's not enough today. When we're better off financially, then we're going to give, and we miss the blessings of giving today. How deceived we can be when our spiritual lives become a joke, but we're thrilled because we're driving a nice car. When we get the lifestyle we want, then we'll work on our marriage. You may not have a marriage by then. If not now, when? One day we will serve in the church. You're part of the body of Christ now. He says, we act like consumers. The things that I thought were most important stole from me the things that were most important. Please, for the sake of the one who gave his life for you, pursue the things that are most important. What really matters can somehow get swallowed up by the stuff that doesn't. We get our priorities and values wrong, and the Message version says only one thing is really essential, and Mary has chosen it. When other stuff becomes a priority, it pulls us away from the one who we really need to be with. And Martha's there, and she's thinking in her life, oh, I honor Jesus by all the stuff I do. And Jesus is like, no, you honor me by taking time to be with me. I was praying this week, and every now and then, I'll be honest, a secular song pops into my head. And God says something to me out of a secular song. And there's a chorus by a band called James. I was just praying this week, and I'm talking to God. I'm like, God, what do you want? What do you want me to do? And this comes into my head. Oh, sit down next to me. sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. You know, it goes on like that. And I was just like, okay, I think you're saying you want me to just sit down, God. And I thought this was just in line with that. I think that maybe God's just saying that to some of us at the moment. God, what do you want to do? Where do you want me to go? Where do you want to go? Oh, sit down. Oh, sit down. Oh, sit down. Sit down next to me. Pull up a chair. Sit with me. That's the essential thing. That's the thing that really matters. God, I'm going into a pressured week. I've got stressful meetings, planning to do, places to go, people to see, kids to get here, there, and everywhere. Oh, sit down. Oh, sit down. Oh, sit down. Sit down next to me. But God, I got this on the schedule. I got that on the schedule. I got that place and that person seeing that meeting. Oh, sit down. You get the impression. It's the thing he's calling us to. Martha, Martha, he says. The modern translation is this. Chill. That's my translation anyway. Time out, Martha. Chill. It's almost like, Martha, it's all just got so complicated, really. You've invited me to come, but it's all got so complicated. Martha, let's just find a place of simplicity again. Just like I'm enjoying with your sister, let's enjoy this. Sit down, let me fill you up. Just receive. I read one person, they said this. He said, imagine if you ask Martha the next day, and I'm pretty much done, Andy. I wonder if you might just come and just play to be in your presence, if that's okay. Cheers, mate. Thank you. He said, you know, imagine if you ask Martha the next day, so how was your time with Jesus yesterday? What was it like? She says, well, I don't remember much. I was in the back room cooking and cleaning. But if you ask Mary, she says, oh, let me tell you. Jesus said this, and Jesus said that, and Jesus helped me to understand this, and Jesus showed me that. I saw this about myself, and I understood this about him, and I got to know him better. And Jesus said, when she took advantage of that moment, it can never be taken away from her. Do you know, I feel a totally different person when I've sat down and I've been in the presence of Jesus. When I go into all those different things that I've got to do, what I find interesting about Martha, she actually seems pretty stressed up, pretty grumpy. You know, as I said earlier on, she's waving the spoon at Jesus. Tell her what to do. You know, she's a bit grumpy, a bit snappy. Hello, that's me. At times when I'm not getting time in God's presence, I get snappy, I get irritated, I get stressed, I get grumpy. When I've got lots on my mind, I get snappy, I get irritated, I get stressed, and I get grumpy. When I'm too busy, I get snappy, I get irritated, I get stressed, and I get grumpy. All my family say amen, okay? When I've got all that going on, I need to spend time with Jesus. I've told you before, Claire has literally sometimes said to me, will you go and spend some time with Jesus? Because I'm snappy and grumpy and irritated and stressed. And it's because you think, oh, I'm so busy, I'm so busy. And it suffers. He gets lost under the pile of it all. And not the best me comes out. The worst me begins to come out. But I tell you this, when I spend time in Jesus, the best me comes out. The better me comes out. The nicer me comes out. I believe that time with Jesus helps me to be a better husband, a better dad, a better friend, a better pastor. When I sit and allow him just to pour into my life and I receive, it will help you to be better, you know, whatever your job is tonight, you know, whatever relationships, you know, wherever you are in this phase of your life, all I can say is spending time with Jesus will help you no end. It brings the best out in you, but somehow when he gets lost under the pile of everything else, it's like the worst thing that seems to come out. So we need to make time with him a priority. So my closing thoughts really are just this. I'd just like to ask you, what's distracting you? What are you too busy with? What's pulling you away from the one you need to be with more than anything else? I want to encourage you tonight, don't get so busy that you've got no time for Jesus. You see, Martha needed to learn to say no to some stuff so she could say yes to what really mattered. Mary had already learned that secret of saying no to some things to say yes to what really mattered. She didn't get involved with all that stuff. She just said yes to spending time with Jesus. What do you need to say no to so you can say yes to Jesus? Because he's the most important person in your life. The one you really need to be with. priority. So I guess really it's just an invitation tonight from Jesus. Oh, sit down. Oh, sit down. Sit down next to me. Sit down and reconnect with Jesus. Refocus, recalibrate, readjust. Because that is the one thing that really matters. Thank you.